Yeah, how long do you put the food in it?
Well, generally, if you feed them corn, you just throw it out on the ground.
And we mentioned
slop, you put the slop in the trough.
In the what?
Trough.
Oh. What do you call a sound made by a calf when the calf is being weaned? You have any special word for that?
A cow?
A calf, when they're taking a calf off a cow?
I don't think so. I've never heard of it anyway. Yeah. They just say, weaning the calf.
How about the sound that a cow makes at feeding time? Sort of a gentle sound?
Yes, kind of a moo.
And do you have any special word that you call that? Say the cow was...
Mooing.
Mooing? You ever use lowing?
Yes, they low sometimes, too.
How about horses? What sound do they make?
Well...
What do we call that?
They call that a whinny, I believe.
Let's see, we talked about a china egg. When a hen is on the nest trying to hatch eggs, you say that is a what kind of a hen?
Setting hen.
And you keep the chickens in what?
The nest.
And the nest is, well, if you have a special place for the chickens, building of some sort.
In the chicken coop.
And with this chicken, when it's cooked, the part at the breast that you're...
Wishbone.
The what?
The wishbone.
Did you use any other word when you were a boy?
Pulley bone.
Did you use that one?
Yeah.
Now, that was strange to me. My wife called it a pulley bone. But to me, it was always a wishbone.
Now, I just wondered, do I talk too loud?
No, that's fine. You do very well. I played these back last night and played the tape back and worked with it a bit, and it came through very clearly. It was fine.
Good.
How about the edible insides of a pig or a calf?
Well, now,
that?
I don't know just what you mean.
Well,
of course, in the pig they have spare ribs. They have pork loin, and then there's another word they use there, but I can't remember what that is.
Out on the farm, when they kill these animals and they were fresh killed, they take the insides out, and some people would, well, they all ate the liver and the heart, I guess.
Yes.
And some people would fry parts of the intestines.
Yes, chittles.
Chittles.
The Negroes are crazy over chittles.
Oh. I saw some put up in a little bag once.
I never
a delicatessen.
See them.
My wife bought some. She didn't know what they were. Let's see. When it's time to feed the animals, you say that this is...
Feeding time.
And when it's time to do the chores...
Chore time.
Let's see. If you want to get a cow from a pasture, how do you call a cow? Or are you familiar with this?
No, I don't know just how they... call the cows.
Let's see, and how about calls to calves? Are you familiar with that?
No.
How do you call them?
That'd be about, I would judge about the same as a cow.
Yeah, I'd be out of luck. I'd probably just run out and say, here, calf, here,
yeah.
Calf. If you have a team and you want them to turn to the left, what would you say to them?
Haw.
And to the right?
G.
And this would be a team of what?
Well, it'll be a team of horses.
Uh-huh.
You might have a team of mules.
How about a team of oxen, would they, or yoke of oxen?
Well, that's the way they talk to them, G and haw.
Let's see, call to bring a horse from a pasture?
Well, I don't think there's any designated call. Just go out and call, here Charlie, or here John, or... whatever the horse's name might be,
uh-huh.
He probably would hear you and come.